This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use daily stand-up meetings to actively build team synergy over time. Turn your daily stand-up into a team synergy engine, one meeting at a time. In short, after reading this, you will know how to run daily stand-up meetings that actively build team synergy over time. Not distract tasks. Set clear intention for every stand-up so the team communicates sideways, not just upward. Build rituals that surface blockers, celebrate progress, and reinforce shared purpose. Adapt the format consistently so trust and collective momentum compound over weeks. Definition: team synergy meetings are structured daily interactions, most commonly stand-ups, designed to build collective momentum and shared purpose across a team. They go beyond task tracking to create consistent communication habits that strengthen trust, role clarity, and collaborative energy over time. You have been in that meeting. 15 minutes on the clock, 6 people on the call. Everyone recites their task list like they are reading from a grocery receipt. Nobody offers help. Nobody names a real problem. The timer runs out, people log off, and the team feels no closer together than it did the day before. Most teams fail to build genuine team synergy through stand-ups not because they lack good intentions, but because nobody showed them how. The format gets borrowed from somewhere else, stripped of its purpose, and turned into a reporting ritual. People learn quickly that the meeting is for the manager, not for each other. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for using daily stand-up meetings to build real team synergy over time, starting with your very next session. If you're still unsure what team synergy means in practice, begin with what is team synergy and why it matters before you continue here. Why building team synergy through stand-ups is harder than it looks. Knowing that stand-ups could build something powerful and actually making them do it are two very different things. Most leaders I've spoken with across the years can describe what a great stand-up looks like. Far fewer can run one consistently. Here is what makes it genuinely difficult. Old habits are deeply grooved. Most teams inherited stand-up formats built around reporting upward. Changing that direction, from manager-facing to team-facing, requires you to retrain every person in the room, including yourself. Trust is not built in one meeting. Team synergy accumulates slowly, like silt building on a riverbed. One strong stand-up does not make a cohesive team. The pattern, repeated week after week, is what creates real connection. People protect themselves in groups. Until psychological safety is established, people will edit what they say in stand-ups. They will report progress and hide blockers. Building openness takes time and consistent signals from the person running the meeting. Read what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy to understand why this matters so much. The wrong questions get asked. What did you do yesterday? Invites a performance. Where do you need support? Invites a conversation. The difference is small in words, but enormous in impact. Role confusion quietly poisons stand-ups. When people are unclear about who owns what, stand-ups become territorial. Nobody offers to help because nobody is sure where their lane ends. What is role clarity and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy addresses this directly. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Without them, even the best stand-up format will underdeliver. Number 1. A shared definition of done. Every person on your team needs to understand what progress means in concrete terms. If one person thinks done means the first draft is written and another thinks it means the client has approved it, where stand-ups will generate confusion, not cohesion. Agree on what outcomes look like before you try to track them daily. Number 2. A stable, recurring time. Consistency is the engine of team synergy. A stand-up that moves around, gets cancelled, or runs at different lengths each week cannot build rhythm. Pick a time, protect it, and treat it as non-negotiable. The compounding effect of daily communication only works if the daily part is real. Number 3. One person responsible for facilitation. Stand-ups without a clear facilitator drift. Someone needs to hold the format, keep the time, and model the behaviours you want to see. This does not have to be the manager. Rotating facilitation can itself become a synergy-building tool, but the role must exist. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Set the intention before the meeting starts. This step determines whether your stand-up builds team synergy or just burns 15 minutes. One sentence of clear intention, spoken or written before the meeting begins, reorients every person in the room. Most stand-ups begin with someone saying, "Right, let's go." That single habit frames the meeting as a task to get through. You need to frame it differently. A brief, consistent opening statement tells the team why they are here together, not just what they are about to do. You do not need to be theatrical about this. A sentence or two is enough. What matters is that you say it every single time, because repetition is how intention becomes culture. Write a single opening statement for your stand-up and use it verbatim for 30 days. Place it at the very top of any meeting agenda or chat message you send beforehand. Make it about the team's shared goal, not the day's tasks. After 30 days, ask your team what the stand-up feels like compared to when you started. Adjust the language if it feels stiff, but never skip the intention step entirely. Example opening statement. Before we start, remember this meeting is for us, not about us. We're here to help each other move forward, not to report on where we have been. If someone needs support today, say so. That is why we are here. Two sentences, 15 seconds. But over weeks, those 15 seconds build an expectation that this team communicates openly, and that expectation starts to hold even when you're not in the room. When you run this consistently, people begin arriving at the stand-up differently. They come prepared not just to report, but to connect. Step 2. Replay status reports with three focused questions. The questions you ask in a stand-up are the architecture of team synergy. The wrong questions produce monologues. The right questions produce a conversation. Most stand-ups run on the classic three questions: what did you do yesterday? What will you do today? What is blocking you? Those questions are not wrong, but they are incomplete. They point people toward the manager and away from each other. Adjust them so that the direction of communication shifts sideways across the team. Use these three instead. They take the same amount of time, but produce a fundamentally different kind of exchange. Ask, "What did I move forward yesterday?" rather than "What did I do?" because it focuses on momentum, not activity. Ask, "What am I working on today that others should know about?" because it surfaces dependencies before they become problems. Ask, "Where would a second pair of eyes or hands help me right now?" because it makes requesting support normal and expected. Post these three questions in your team channel 10 minutes before the stand-up so people can think rather than improvise. After each stand-up, note how many offers of help were made. That number is your synergy indicator. This shift is subtle, but powerful. When people answer the third question honestly, they stop being individuals reporting in parallel and start being a team working in concert. That is the foundation of everything that follows. Once the questions become familiar, the team will stop waiting to be asked and start volunteering naturally. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Create a ritual for naming blockers without blame. Here is the truth of it: most teams have a blocker problem they never name in stand-ups, because naming it feels like admitting failure. This is the single most damaging pattern I have watched play out across decades of working with teams. A blocker is not a personal failure. It is a piece of information. When teams learn to treat it that way, the entire energy of a stand-up changes. The goal of this step is to build a short, repeatable ritual that makes naming blockers feel safe and expected, not shameful. The facilitator's role here is critical. Every time a blocker is named and met with practical support rather than judgment, the team learns that honesty is safe. Every time a blocker is met with silence or mild criticism, people learn to stay quiet next time. Name a blocker yourself in the stand-up, at least once a week, as the facilitator or leader. When someone names a blocker, respond first with "good to know" before any problem solving begins. After the stand-up, follow up with the person privately if their blocker needs deeper attention. Track recurring blockers in a shared document so patterns become visible across weeks. Celebrate the act of naming a blocker, not just the act of resolving one. Script for responding to a blocker. Thanks for flagging that. Let's make sure we get that unblocked before end of day. Does anyone have a few minutes to help with this? Or should we connect after? Short, come practical. No drama. No judgment. Over time, This ritual trains the team to see the stand-up as the place where problems get smaller, not bigger. That shift is worth more than any process improvement you can name. Step 4. Build in a moment of mutual recognition. Team synergy does not grow from efficiency alone. It grows from people feeling seen, valued, and connected to something larger than their individual task list. A 60-second recognition moment at the end of your stand-up does more for collective momentum than most leaders expect. This is not about manufactured positivity or hollow praise. It is about creating a consistent space where genuine contributions get acknowledged in front of the team. When people hear their names spoken with respect by a colleague, it builds the kind of loyalty and trust that no performance review can replicate. The key is keeping it specific and brief. Vague praise, great work, everyone produces nothing. Specific recognition. I want to note that so far caught a major error in our reporting yesterday before it reached the client producers connection. Close every stand-up with a single round of one thing I noticed from the facilitator or a rotating team member. Keep each recognition to one sentence. Name the person, name the action, name the impact. Rotate who gives recognition each week so the habit distributes across the team. Encourage peer-to-peer recognition, not just leader-to-team recognition. Read how to recognize and celebrate team wins in a way that actually strengthens synergy for a deeper system that supports this habit. When recognition becomes a reliable part of your stand-up, people begin doing the work differently. Not to impress, but because they know their contribution will be seen. Step 5. Close every stand-up with a shared commitment. The final 60 seconds of a stand-up are almost always wasted. People drift toward the door or click the leave button before anyone says anything meaningful. This step reclaims that minute and turns it into the most synergy-building moment in the entire meeting. A shared commitment is a single sentence from the facilitator that names what the team is doing together today, not what each individual is doing separately. It is a verbal act of collective purpose. It sounds small. In practice, it is the difference between a group of people who happen to work together and a team that moves as one. The commitment should be specific to the day's work and short enough to remember. It should feel like a rallying point, not a slogan. Draft your closing commitment before the stand-up starts, based on the team's priorities for that day. Use the word "we" deliberately. Today, we are focused on getting the proposal to the client by 3 o'clock. Invite one team member to name the commitment instead of the facilitator, on a rotating basis. Post the shared commitment in your team channel immediately after the stand-up ends. At the following day's stand-up, briefly note whether the commitment was met, without judgment, just observation. Example script. Right. Today, we are all working toward getting the demo environment stable for Thursday. If anything threatens that, speak up immediately. Let's go. That closing takes 20 seconds, but it gives everyone who leaves the meeting a sense of shared direction that they carry into the rest of their day. That is what team synergy feels like in practice, and a daily stand-up is one of the most reliable places to build it. Step 6. Review and adjust the format monthly. A stand-up format that never changes eventually stops working. Teams grow, priorities shift, and the habits that built synergy in month 1 may become rote by month 4. This step protects the investment you have made in every step before it. Monthly reviews do not need to be long or formal. A 10-minute conversation at the end of a stand-up, once a month, is enough. You are looking for two things: what is working, and what has become automatic without being useful. This is also where feedback loops become powerful. How feedback loops boost team synergy gives you a system for making this review process continuous rather than occasional. Set a recurring calendar reminder for the last Friday of each month, labelled stand-up review. Ask the team two questions. What part of our stand-up is working? And what should we change? Make one small adjustment per month, never more, so changes can be evaluated clearly. Track what you changed and when, in a shared document accessible to the whole team. Use how leaders foster a culture of team synergy as a reference for the broader culture you are building alongside this format. The teams I've seen sustain strong synergy over years are not the ones who found the perfect format on day one. They are the ones who kept adjusting with honesty and care. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid stand-ups face a specific challenge that in-person meetings solve naturally: the absence of ambient trust. When you cannot read a room, sense energy, or catch someone in the hallway after the meeting, the stand-up has to work harder to create connection. This context requires deliberate adaptation, not a different philosophy. The core intention stays the same. Only the execution changes. Compensate for missing body language. In remote stand-ups, tone and word choice carry all the weight. Train yourself to name emotions explicitly. This sounds like it might be frustrating rather than waiting for a face to tell you. Encourage your team to do the same. Use a visible shared space. A simple shared document or board, updated live during the stand-up, gives everyone a visual anchor. It reduces the sense of people talking into a void and makes the team's collective progress tangible and real. Add 1 minute of personal connection. Before the three questions begin, ask one low-stakes human question. What is something good that happened this week? 1 minute. No pressure. Over time, this single habit builds the kind of informal familiarity that in-person teams develop naturally in corridors and kitchens. Protect the camera on norm. Not as a surveillance tool, but as a connection signal. When people can see each other, the stand-up feels like a meeting between humans rather than a conference call. Establish this as a team norm early, and hold it gently, but consistently. Follow up asynchronously. In remote settings, some people process better in text than in speech. After the stand-up, post a brief summary in your team channel who needs support, what the shared commitment is, and any blockers that need attention. This extends the stand-up's impact beyond the call itself. The core process holds. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: letting the stand-up run long because one person dominates the floor. Why it happens: facilitators fear conflict and do not want to interrupt. What to do instead? Set a visible timer and name the norm. We each have 2 minutes. I will gently move us on when the timer goes. Hold it every time. The mistake: skipping the stand-up when things are busy. Why it happens: the stand-up feels optional compared to real work during crunch periods. What to do instead? Protect it hardest when things are most chaotic. That is precisely when shared awareness matters most. The mistake: turning blocker time into a problem-solving session inside the meeting. Why it happens: leaders want to be helpful and fix things immediately. What to do instead? Acknowledge the blocker, assign an owner to address it, and move on. Solve it outside the stand-up. The mistake: only the leader speaks during recognition or closing. Why it happens: it feels faster and easier to control it centrally. What to do instead? Rotate who gives recognition and who closes the meeting. Shared voice builds shared ownership. The mistake: running the same format for 12 months without review. Why it happens: if it is not broken, nobody wants to touch it. What to do instead? Schedule a monthly review and treat the format itself as something the team owns and can improve. The mistake: asking for feedback on the stand-up in the stand-up. Why it happens: it feels efficient to combine the review with the meeting. What to do instead? Run the feedback conversation separately, even if only by 10 minutes, so people can respond honestly without feeling watched. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I have a consistent stand-up time that does not move week to week. I have written an opening intention statement that I use verbatim at the start. The three questions I use point team members toward each other, not toward me. I have modelled naming a blocker myself in the last week. Every blocker named in the last stand-up was met with support, not silence. Recognition in our stand-up is specific, naming a person, an action, and an impact. Our closing commitment uses we and names a shared outcome for the day. I have reviewed the stand-up format in the last 30 days and made at least one adjustment. Remote or hybrid adaptations are in place if any team members are not co-located. I have asked the team what is working and what should change in the last month. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a practical, field-tested process for turning a daily stand-up into one of the most powerful team synergy meetings you can run. That is not a small thing. Most teams spend years in stand-ups that produce nothing but task lists. Set a clear intention before every stand-up: this meeting is for the team, not for the manager. Use questions that point people sideways toward each other, not upward toward you. Build a ritual for naming blockers that makes honesty feel safe and practical. Create a consistent recognition moment that is specific, peer-driven, and brief. Close with a shared commitment that gives everyone a common direction for the day. Review and adjust the format monthly so it stays alive and relevant. Adapt for remote and hybrid teams by building in human connection and a synchronous follow-up. From here, I recommend reading how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, because the conversations that happen after stand-ups are where synergy either deepens or erodes. Understanding how leaders shape the broader environment is also essential, and how leaders foster a culture of team synergy will take you further in that direction. Building team synergy through daily meetings is a practice, not a gift. Start tomorrow. Stay consistent. The ground beneath your team will become firmer with every session you run with intention. Frequently asked questions. What are team synergy meetings, and how do they work? Team synergy meetings are structured daily interactions, most commonly stand-ups, designed to build collective momentum and shared purpose rather than just report status. They work by creating consistent rituals that strengthen trust, surface blockers early, and reinforce each person's connection to the team's shared goals. How often should you run team synergy meetings? Daily stand-ups work best for building team synergy over time because consistency creates rhythm. A 50-minute daily check-in is more effective than a longer weekly meeting. The daily cadence builds trust and shared awareness in small, compounding steps that accumulate into genuine cohesion. How do you measure team synergy in daily stand-up meetings? You measure team synergy in stand-ups by watching for specific signals, people volunteering help without being asked, blockers being named openly, and energy shifting from reporting to problem-solving. These behaviours, tracked consistently, tell you more about your team's health than any survey or score. What is the difference between a status update and a team synergy meeting? A status update is one-directional, each person reports to the manager. A team synergy meeting is multidirectional, people report to each other, surface dependencies, and offer help. The shift from reporting upward to communicating sideways is what transforms a stand-up into a synergy-building tool. How do you build team synergy in remote stand-up meetings? Remote stand-ups build team synergy when they include a brief human connection moment, keep the format consistent, and use visual tools so everyone can see shared progress. The key is reducing the transactional feel of remote check-ins and creating the same sense of shared presence that in-person stand-ups provide naturally. Why do daily stand-up meetings fail to build team synergy? Stand-ups fail to build team synergy when they become rigid status reports with no space for blockers, support, or recognition. When people feel they are performing for a manager rather than communicating with teammates, trust erodes. The format must actively invite collaboration, not just compliance. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.